Eurythmics' Sweet Dreams are made of this. Almost 10 minutes past 11. Time for some music on the show. I always look forward to this bit. In the studio with me, I've got three musicians and they form the Bristol-born band, the Cayley, performing regularly around Bristol. They combine a mix of traditional Irish and Celtic music with arrangements of popular songs, so you will recognise them and guaranteed to get people up and dancing. So in the studio, I've got Nick Cocking, Pete James and Patrick Darling. Welcome one and all. Very nice to have you.
Good morning.
Thank you for coming in.
That's our pleasure.
So you've been going for about 10 years, is
the Cayley? Yeah, it would take a little bit. It's hard to remember when we actually started. These things kind of...
The years just go by.
In the back of a pub somewhere, so that's probably got some reason why we can't quite remember when it happened. So,
but all a bit of musical heritage before.
Oh, definitely. I mean, Pete, how long have you been on the road for?
Too long. My first booking was 1973, so work out the... it's quite a long time. I don't want to talk about it.
Fair enough.
I've been in band since I was 14. I'm in my 40s now, so yeah, I've been doing this forever. And we've got a little pipsqueak here, Paddy, as well, so...
Just hide duck around the corner.
But I've been in band since I was 14 as well.
It's Patrick's birthday next week as well.
It is.
There you go.
Oh, 20, soon to be 26. And Nick, I was reading on the website, you were very much encouraged at school to get into music. You had some good teachers.
Definitely. Mr. Henderson, who I'm still in contact with every now and again.
Was this in
Hartley School, yeah, absolutely, which I can't remember what the name of it is now. It's now an academy, isn't it? But no, we had a fantastic little music set up in there and we were positively encouraged. And I was lucky enough to be in my sort of year group around me as well. So also some cracking musicians. Some of them are still out working and or sort of semi-working in the local music scene as well. So
I see.
So that was very, very good.
That is good to hear. Because it can often be one of those things that gets dropped after school.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I started playing guitar when I was 14 and I kind of picked it up. Within a few weeks and a few months, I got pretty good at it and I kind of knew this is what I wanted to be doing. So, and I stuck with it, really. So
yeah,
I could never find anything better to do.
And so tell me, Pete, this all may have started in a pub about 10 years ago. The origins are slightly hazy. But did you all know each other beforehand?
No, I'd never met... Nick nor Patrick, no, but we started in a pub called I forget now, up in Whitchurch anyway.
Oh yeah.
And we did a fellow did Friday night and we thought we were awful. Honestly. And a fellow come up afterwards, he said, would you like to do every Friday night for a year?
Wow.
So we did.
So was that just like a little jamming session you just did?
Oh, I think Pete's talking about one of his older bands. I think Pete's gone back into the days of all your hair. Yeah, absolutely.
Understood. So. Okay. But this is all kind of where it all began.
Yeah.
And so where has it taken you? Who would like to give us a little bit of the potted history of where you've been?
We've done some very cool things recently.
Amsterdam, had a couple of skints in Amsterdam.
Yeah. Very nice.
So that was pretty cool. We did, I suppose, our kind of one of our biggest achievements was we did the England-Ireland International Cricket up at Gloucestershire Cricket Club, which was very, very cool indeed. So
be great.
It was great. So we had to sort of play two or three songs and then they had a bit of cricket. And then we'd play another. When there was a lull in the proceedings, which there often is in cricket,
yes.
I don't understand cricket, nor we did a few more songs
well,
as
you
well,
can
so.
Enjoy cucumber sandwiches,
exactly,
a little bit of a performance,
exactly,
come back, carry on, and maybe a drink, who knows?
Sounds good.
It does sound all right, doesn't it? Well, so were you on the pitch, Pete? How was it?
No. I'm not a cricketer. We were playing in the room upstairs.
I wasn't sure.
Oh, my goodness.
I didn't know if you got to step out on the grass. They probably don't let anybody just go and do that, do they?
We had complimentary posh seats as well on the balcony, so that was kind of cool. Yeah.
That's very nice.
Exactly. Thank you very much, Gloucestershire Cricket Club.
And you're available again, I'm sure.
Oh, of course, absolutely, yeah.
I know you've got quite a few sort of corporate gigs, haven't you, that you go round and do?
We do some bits and pieces. I'm trying to think off the top of my head what we've done recently and come up. We've done a bit of stuff for BBC Bristol as well, like the Harbour Festival and things like that. We regularly do stuff for South Gloucestershire Council. They have lots of sort of cultural shows on.
Oh, yeah.
They have an international festival in Yate every year, so they try and have kind of music and arts from different aspects of the community that's in Yate and South Gloucestershire.
So this is a fabulous excuse to get you out meeting all sorts of people and sampling what's on offer.
Well, our big weekend was last weekend because it was St Patrick's Day on the Saturday.
Oh, yeah. So what were you doing?
What did we do over 2 days?
We played Friday night in Wiltshire.
Yeah.
We did three gigs on the Saturday and then one gig we played at the Three Lions in Bedminster on the Sunday, which is why I can't talk for. I'm not
Fair
using
enough.
This gravelly voice, but it's still at it. effects on me, Laura.
And Patrick, newbie, you're behind a computer monitor. I can't see you. But how's the whole experience been for you then, playing with these guys and going around?
Oh, fine. Yeah, it's been great, you know. I feel like I've come a long way as a musician since Dynam. I think I was probably generally quite awful when we first got together. Desperate need of a haircut as well. But I've been with the band for about 6 years. I came to Bristol. I'm originally from Derbyshire, actually.
Okay.
I came to Bristol to go to uni and study music. And I wandered into this pub one day, Seamus O'Donnell's. And these guys were playing and they were really good. And I knew more words to the songs than they did. And and then I sort of pestered them, followed them around for a while until eventually they let me join the band. And that was it.
Excellent. I like it. Okay, well, you're going to play for us now on the show. So what are you going to do?
We're going to do an old Irish folk song called Kilgarry Mountain, which is more famously known, thanks to Thin Lizzy, as Whiskey in a Jar. So
okay, as soon as you're ready.
Okay, ready, boys? Bring us in then, Patrick.
Stand and deliver at 4 a.m. the bold deceiver. My sure ain't gonna do that a while. What for my daddy-o? What for my daddy-o? There's whiskey in the jar. I counted out his money and he made a pretty penny. I put it in me pocket and I took it home to Jenny. She sighed and then she swore that she would never deceive me. But the devil take the woman, and they never can be easy. My sure ain't gonna do not a lie. What for my daddy-o? What for my daddy-o? There's whiskey in the jar. I went up to my chamber, all for to take a slumber. I dreamt of golden jewels, and for sure it was no wonder. But Jenny drew me charges, and she filled them up with water. Then sent the Captain Farrell to be ready for the slaughter. But sure ain't gonna do that a while. What for my daddy-o? What for my daddy-o? There's whiskey in the jar, yeah.
Thank you so much. Well, I guess as a band, you wouldn't usually be performing at this time of day, would you? Not if
no,
you could help
normally.
It.
I'm trying to think. We did at the cricket. We had to get there very early to set up then, and I think we started at 11, didn't we? Our first spot for that, which is when the bar opened. So
that's
at 5
bad,
to 11,
though.
There was nobody there, and then at 11, it was packed.
And I'm just thinking about the atmosphere, what it must be like at some of your gigs. So I'm just here. It's just me in the studio.
We can always come to one.
Oh, thank you.
In St. Nick's Market.
Oh, yeah.
This pub's called Seamus O'Donnell's. And we play there every Thursday, first Thursday of the month. So.
And what time of day is that then?
Of night.
9 o'clock start.
Oh, okay. Very good. And I see you actually have a massive long list of gigs that are upcoming. Too many for me to mention. But
too many for me to remember.
You are pretty, what's the word? Prolific is sort of the word I'm looking for. But travelling all over the place. I mean, you're off to Devon at some point and Worcester, all kinds.
Yeah, we've picked up a few kind of, and it's strange actually because landlords will call you about their venue and you're not really sure how they've come to know about you. Usually through somebody has been in Bristol for a weekend, seen us playing in a local pub, okay, has gone back, yep, and said, you're a Dave, but give this band a call. So we picked up we have a a regular booking at the, I think it's the Hunters, isn't it, in Worcester, which is a lovely little pub. And also at the Wheat Sheaf in Wiltshire, sort of as you head to Hungerford. So that's our sort of two regulars which are outside of the area. So yeah.
Oh, bizarre. And is it a bit like a sort of homecoming kind of thing? So I'm guessing if you get to know them, don't you? You get to know everyone in the...
Yeah, you do indeed. Involved. And you always get really well looked after as well, which is a nice thing. So that
what does well looked after constitute when you're in a band and you're pitching up?
Free
50
food.
Miles
that's
from
what
home.
That's free food and free beer.
Fair enough. And a head start on it.
Absolutely. Not for me, though, of course, I'm the designated driver, so I'm on the old
Chambers O'Donnell's. We've got lots and lots of weddings out of that place for some unknown reason.
Oh,
are you married?
Yes. But in the process of being divorced, so you know. There's always another
opportunity. We can always do a divorce booking as well. It's not just plus.
You're just trying to get two possible things, the end of one thing and a possible start of another.
Well, exactly. And that's why we're so busy, Laura. You know, always looking for an opportunity.
Life is always changing, isn't it? Doesn't
Absolutely.
Stand still.
Absolutely.
Oh, very good. Okay. Well, we've got time. We can do another song, actually. What would you, do you want to do another
We'd
one?
We'd like to do a song, an old Irish song. It's called Rare Old Times.
Okay. Have a bit of swapsing here.
Oh, yes. Instrument change round. Go. What's going on now? So you've swapped...
I've got rid of my mandolin and swapped it for Patrick's guitar.
Yeah. I'll give you just a moment to get everything
set up. That's right.
The
banjo is a tricky player, so...
Excellent. That's fine, don't you worry.
You've had all day to tune that, Patrick.
All right.
Excellent.
Raised on songs and stories, heroes of renown, the passing tales and glories that once was Dublin town. The hallowed homes and houses, the haunting children's rhymes, that once was Dublin city in the rare old times. Stay and watch the new glass case. as the light declines, I remember Dublin City in the rare old times. Ring a rosy, as the light declines, I remember Dublin City in the
Beautifully done. Thank you very much. How do you find the songs? You know, finding an old Irish song. Where, who's got the job? Who finds them?
All of us, really. He comes up with songs. Patrick's comes up. We just pick them. Some of these we've done for years, you know. They're what standard music. They're nice songs.
And why did you pick this kind of music? Do any of you have a connection to Ireland? No.
Well, I actually started learning guitar from a Scottish man named Hugh Stewart, wherever you are.
Yeah.
And he was well into all this Irish and Celtic music. And I was kind of forced into it, really, because that's what he liked to play. So he taught me to play what he liked, really. And that's where I started learning. But eventually, you know, I just fell in love with the music itself anyway.
And the stories that go with it as well.
I like a lot of different music, but this has always stuck with me, and it's always...
We've had lots of people coming on saying, well, you're not Irish. But we just love the music. We're not Irish now, so we just love doing Irish music.
Yeah, no, fair enough. Well, thank you very much for coming on. When are you next doing a gig? Can you remember, or do I need to look this up?
Yeah, I think it might be actually Seamus O'Donnell's on the...
Now, you better not come to that one, because...
5th of April, that one.
That is the 5th of April.
Excellent. You're welcome. Well, look, thank you very much for coming on. The complete listings, if you look up nickcocking.co.uk, you will find that there. Perhaps easier than trying to remember how to spell Kayleigh as well.
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
All the details to be found there. Well, look, Nick, Pete, Patrick, thank you for coming on this morning. Very nice to meet you, and enjoy your music as well.
Thank you.
All the very best. 26 minutes past now.
Cool.